Well, I don't think I really need to give Piers Maguire much of a reference to people in South Yorkshire. You know, he's a very talented young man, of course, from my home country. First became aware of him up at Aberdeen, and obviously he's been impressive over the last season or two. But delighted to get him, so we can see him as a striker, or we can see him playing a wider position, or even in the number 10 role. So, in our opinion, we've got an excellent signing, and it's, you know, because he's had many options. Of course, he's turned in an offer to stay across the road at Hillsborough, but he turned that down as he wanted to get around and talk to people. So we allowed him and afforded him the time to do that. So we're obviously delighted when he's chosen to become.
Did you have to be pretty patient with this one then, Steve?
Yes, we did. You know, he was on a list that I provided the chairman back in April. We knew Chris's contractual status. I had lots of conversations at the time with Stuart Gray about different players, because he became reasonably friendly at the end in our time as rival managers. But he had a huge admiration for Chris and wanted him to be a part of it. And obviously when Chris departed, we seen a chink of light to secure him. But the man wanted the opportunity to meet up with managers. And I think that's always a good thing if you go and you speak to clubs, because you can make an informed decision. And obviously I was delighted late last night or late evening to receive a call from Chris saying he would love to join us.
So we have seen him in many different positions for Sheffield Wednesday, Steve, as you mentioned there. Is sort of the flexibility that he provides key, and are we going to see him, you know, as a striker, as a winger, as a number 10 for Rotherham, or have you got more of a specific role that you will use him in?
Well, we don't have a specific... I like him as a striker, and he knows that. It's where he first caught my attention. And I think when he's played against my teams and he's been in the central role and a striking role, he's caused us problems, but he's very, very comfortable in dropping into the hole. And he works so hard and gets the goal from a wider position across a four or a five. So he's, you know, certainly for us, he's a big gain. He's someone that we hope will come back and say yes. And I love a young man that commits to a deadline. I gave him a deadline of next Monday, a week ago, and he was aware of that and he was speaking to people. And so therefore, to get the call last evening saying, I want to be a part of it, I want to join, I want to sign, and I want to get down to hard work. And, you know, he's played for some wonderful football clubs, and he joined another one.
And it's three former Wednesday players you've got this summer, Steve. I wonder if that played a part as well, in the fact that Lewis Buxton was here, Joe Matic as well. You've collected three Wednesday players now.
Well, listen, it don't matter to me whether they come from Sheffield Wednesday, from Sheffield United, from Manchester United. You know, we've signed them all, haven't we? We try and sign good footballers. I think there's a lot of people who are surprised that Matic and Buxton are at Hillsborough. And I think there will be some Sheffield Wednesday fans out there that are disappointed that Chris Maguire's not going to be representing them next season. But, you know, I've no real understanding or deep knowledge of what that club's about. All I can do is represent my club and go to our business in a real professional way. What I do know is that I know the managers, and I'm fortunate to have spoken to some of them about their interest in Chris, and we knew the type of clubs he was considering, and there's some good clubs in the Championship that wanted to sign Chris. We're just pleased that we've got him in, and if it's added to Joe and to Lewis, we've signed three super guys that have certainly got ability, and I'll channel them in a certain direction that we hope we can improve them.
And he can provide goals, I mean, even when he's not playing as a striker, can't he, Steve? I mean, I think he's sort of been in the sort of 10-15 range for Wednesday, playing predominantly as a winger in the last couple of seasons, so he is a source of goals.
Oh, he's a creative player. You know, we don't need to say he can cross the ball, but he can pass the ball. He sees a pass early. He sees the strikers. He plays up there himself on a number of occasions, so he knows the type of ball they like, the type of early pass, an incisive pass. He's an attack-minded player, but he gives you a real resolve and a real determination. And, you know, whatever club the likes of Chris Maguire plays for, you know the minimum you get is 100%, because you can't give any more, but you got 100% effort and determination. And, you know, speaking to him in the last day or so, it was very clear that he wants to come here and score some goals and really embrace and enjoy his football. And he's a young man that if you let him embrace and enjoy it, he'll deliver top performances.
He's got a bit of an edge as well, hasn't he, Steve? I think we came to know that at Hillsborough. And he's the type of player that I think you describe as, when he's playing for your team and he's kind of getting under the skin maybe of opposition players and fans, you kind of love that. When you're playing against a player like that, you kind of love to hate them a little bit. But he has got that edge, hasn't he, Steve?
I think you just described me there, haven't you? I think he's the type of, yeah, you're 100% when he's playing against you. You're very, very wary of what he's going to do. He's got clever movement. He can score a goal, as we know. He can create a goal out of nothing and take it if he's created for himself. But he's the type of player, as an opposition match, you don't want to see on the opposition team sheet. I know that he's been against me and he's been on the bench, and I've been quite happy to go down that sheet and look at the subs bench, hoping he's not even on the subs bench. So from that point of view, he's a match winner. He's normally a match winner at starting games. And hey, listen, we can take all the kidology out of it all. He's Sheffield Wednesday's a wonderful football club, and he's just played the majority of two seasons for them. And I do 100% believe that Stuart Gray was a good manager, and he continued to pick him, and he continued to pick him because he's a top player.
I think three other players have come in, Steve, since we last spoke. Kel Roos, Ferran Rawson and Grant Ward. What can you tell us about each of them?
Well, I think the headlines, of course, Kel Roos is a young man that not many of our supporters are totally over-familiar with, but he's a goalkeeper that's been sitting most of last season, all bar three or four games, and for Derby County, the first team, he's been sitting as an understudy to a top goalkeeper. But he's a young man that, again, is we believe he's in the same level as Emi Martinez, who we think before us when we had him alone from Arsenal. It was one of two keepers, and I'd made my mind up whatever one we could get that we'd bring him in and we'd embrace him and see if he can and go and be as good as Whitby game he was last season. And we got the yes, we're going to do business with you from Derby. So he's 35, he kicks it a long way, his distribution's excellent. I don't need to sell what this kid's not going to go, but he's going to go and play for Derby County if not a lot higher when his loan period at this time next season is finished with us.
And is there much more work to be done in terms of the players coming in? And you've signed quite a few already. What else are you looking for, Steve? Is there going to be more business on the way, do you think?
Well, I think people don't understand how well we manage our football club, Rob. We took it down that we had, you know, we had 12 players and we had two available for transfer or to move on, and both those last lads go with their best wishes, and Scott Loach, and Conor Newton. But we left ourselves with the players in the group that we thought we could play a part, but we knew we were going to have a 10 or 11 players come in. But people only need to look at our strategy this season behind our recruitment. It's been very targeted, very focused. We've not got everyone that we've gone for, or we've not a couple of players that we bid for, but, you know, do one or two more bits before we get in to see the Germans a week on Saturday, and by then we'll be settling the group right there and really getting focused on our shape and ready for Milton Keynes on the 8th of August.
I mean, you talk about the strategies there. It is very clear, isn't it, Steve? You know, the types of players that you have brought in this summer, you can see what you're trying to do. That's not always the case with some clubs, is it? But you can see at least what you're trying to do this summer.
Well, we've decided that we wanted a really good mix of blend and experience and youth. When we say youth, but lads that excelled where they are or come from super football clubs. You know, young Grant Ward, who you mentioned a few seconds ago from Tottenham Hotspur, has just been absolutely stunning. The staff are amazed by him. The experienced players, certainly the lads that have been in the Premier League, you know, like Greg Halford and Danny Collins, and, you know, they're looking at this kid and saying, wow, some of the things he produces. We know there'll be a degree of inconsistency because he's such a young and tender age, but so we've mixed that in with the likes of Danny Collins and the Halfords of this world, and we've tried to make sure that we bring a blend in that says we are experienced in the Championship, and if we can get these younger legs around us that have great abilities, then we may surprise one or two.
How's your new coach fitting in there, Steve? Eric Black?
Oh, fantastic. You know, I worked hard for probably the best part of 3 or 4 months to get Eric to agree to come to us. He's got an impeccable CV as a player and an assistant manager, of course, not only in the Premier League and being temporary manager on a couple of occasions, but he's a coach, and he first and foremost tells you that. He doesn't want to sit about and take Steve Evans' job and be the manager or BA manager. He wants to get on the pitch every day with Paul Rayner and coach and embrace what we're trying to do. And it, you know, just gives us another voice, another pair of hands and another person to put in place some of the things that we've been unable to work to, because we have been short-staffed for considering the bodies we work with every day and various things. But as everyone knows about our chairman, he'll back us to the hilt, and this is the first time I've gone to him and said I need to add to the staff chairman in this capacity, and explained the reasons, and as always with Tony Stewart, I got the biggest yes in the world, and then the chairman phoned me every 5 minutes to see if we got him in. So he's been wonderful, and but the proof will be in the pudding when the team see, other supporters see the team with the shape, the organisation, and the strength, and the different plans we have to go forward in different games.